Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Wow, what a crazy couple of days we've had out witnessing, dealing with everything we'd had to deal with. Mockers, police, praise God, some sheep that were helping online. But I wanted to come today. We traveled some distance today. Got to where we needed to be. Praise the Lord. I want to bring you another teaching in James chapter 2. We are in verses 17 through 21. Next time, not this time, we're going to finish up the book of James chapter 2. But let's work on 17 through 21 today. Let's see what the Holy Word of God has for us. Let's get there. Verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. All right, so this is one of my favorite parts of James. Here we get to the core of the chapter, this famous part of James where it's talking about faith and works. It's one of the most famous in all of Scripture. Why is that? Well, it refutes a very popular evangelical mindset. We'll get to that. God has always been a God of justice and righteousness, and God always requires evidence, witnesses, faith, and works. If you look in the Old Testament, you always see that God required witnesses before someone was put to death, capital punishment. And then in the New Testament, we see the same thing. Paul says, bring an accusation against elders unless you don't bring an accusation unless you have witnesses. And so God is always proving. The Bible says, prove all things, 1 Thess 5. God is always proving with evidence and witnesses and just scales. And this faith with works is the proving grounds. To show that someone has a saving faith in the Father, works will back it up. I like how James says, is it not dead, or is dead being alone? Faith without works is dead. It's a very common mindset scripturally. The works back up the faith. And so he's teaching us a basic core truth. It cuts across, as I said, most all of the evangelical world. And basically, their faith alone, grace alone, heretic, easy believe theology gets destroyed by the book of James. So much so, I've said this many times, Martin Luther wanted to tear the book of James out of the Bible. Yeah, he did. That's what a corrupt heretic he was, because it didn't fit into his faith alone, grace alone beliefs. Go look up my article on the teaching blog on the five solas exposed. We exposed his five solas. So he's teaching us a basic core. It cuts across the evangelical false faith. Not one Bible verse anywhere says we are saved by faith alone or grace alone. It is dangerously adding to God's word when the Bible says don't do that in Revelation 22 and in Deuteronomy. The idea that faith with works, it's a common thread all throughout Scripture. Jesus taught it in Matthew 25, whoever gives his brethren a drink of water, visits them in jail, right? They're the righteous ones. Paul in Hebrews 11, by faith people obeyed and did works. By faith, right? It shows it. I like to say it this way, and it's consistent with James' teaching. A faith that is a saving faith is never alone, but it has works as fruit that it is a real saving faith of God. Just kind of a simple process. Just think about it. If faith and works go together, you can't have faith alone. Works and obedience, works of obedience, always go together with a saving faith. Jesus said it in John 15, one of my favorite chapters of John, verses 5 and 6. I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and he's withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Yeah, without works, much works, your faith is absolutely meaningless. James will put more meat to this as we go. How about Hebrews 10:36? For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise of God. Do the will of God. You see that verb word? Action, faith, and works. The Bible's full of this concept. Real faith has real works. There's a simple way to put it. Real faith has real works. Proverbs 24:12. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth at the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? Not just his faith. Faith and works go together. Faith without works is a dead faith. It's a core concept from the Old Testament to the New. God has always been a conditional God, not an unconditional God. Just belief alone never saves anyone. Faith is always, that's genuine, always produces genuine works of holiness and obedience. And so James is hammering away, telling us our faith and works must go together. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. Wow. Does that not fly right in the face of all the people we meet out here in street ministry that say, oh, you just believe. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to leave your sin. You don't have to act a certain way. You just believe. That's not what James says. Holy Spirit-inspired writer, the brother of Jesus, using the Sermon on the Mount, the Proverbs concepts, using Torah, because he's speaking to the Jews, it's full of faith and works, is it not? It is. It's a beautiful illustration. Show me your faith by your works. Jesus said it, simple. If you love me, keep my commands. John 14:15. Doesn't that show our faith with our works? We love God, we obey him. Amen? I think that's pretty clear. I like to use the marriage example. I use it all the time. Is anybody going to believe a man loves his wife if he cheats on her and he beats her? No. But if he loves her, cherishes her, cares for her, is faithful to her, his love for her is shown by his actions. Well, this is the same with God. If we believe in God, have faith in God, our works are going to show through in our obedience to his commands, his ways, his ordained ordinances for us to keep and do as the New Testament body. It makes such common sense. If you had an employee, I use this all the time, and your employee said, well, I believe you're my boss, but I don't have to show up and do the job, right? I just believe you're my boss. It's such foolishness. And everybody tries to super spiritualize it, saying, well, this has to do with God. We'll read God's word. And it tells you faith alone without works is a dead, dead way. We must have faith, and works must be a part of that saving faith. It shows that God is alive in us via the Spirit. God's people follow him, obey him, keep his commandments, and walk in holiness. Verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So I like this. I use this a lot. James is leveling this topic even more. And he's saying, hey, so well, you believe in God? Okay, we hear that all the time. I believe in God. I hear that. People tell me that all the time. I believe in God. Well, James would say, show me your faith by your works. Don't just give me your words. That's called lip service Christianity that Jesus rejected and we know that the Father hates. He's leveling this topic for us and he's telling us belief in God is shown by our works. And you don't just say it, you do it. Lip service Christianity will not serve God. You worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me, Jesus said. That's not showing that we love God, love our neighbor, the two great commands, is it? No, it's not. Notice several things about this verse. The demons believe and tremble. This one never escapes me. Even the demons have enough wisdom to fear God. Did you catch that? Yeah. They probably know their eternal fate. They still fear God. Humans, I go in the street and I ask 500 or 1,000 people at a time in a big crowd, a big group, who fears God? Hardly anyone ever raises their hand. If they believe in God, they're not showing their faith by their works because the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. They need to be fearing God. They're not fearing God. What does that tell you about their faith? Their works make their faith dead. So the demons have enough wisdom to fear God. We should fear God as well. And second, James is saying just a mere belief is not a saving faith. I always love this. I'm not a good English student. I remember I hated English class. All the vowel words and adjectives and all these things they have for English. I never could remember any of them. I remembered one. Ready? The verb. I knew the verb was always action. That's the only one I ever remembered. Ask me what the other ones are. I can't even remember them. Verb. Action. James is saying our faith is something of a verb. It's an action. It's required to prove that we have a saving faith. It's the evidence of. Amen? Remember, God needs a witness. He needs evidence. He needs justice. He wants the scales to be right. You got to prove it. You don't just say it. You got to prove it. You want a good example of that? Ready? Jesus told the rich young ruler, as he said, hey, I believe and I'm keeping all the law. Jesus said, go sell your stuff. Come follow me. Give it to the poor and then come follow me. The guy couldn't put verb, action, to his faith. Maybe in a lot of other areas he could. But Jesus said, the one thing you lack, he couldn't do it. His faith showed he didn't have a saving faith because his works did not match his faith. And one of my favorite verses I like to use a lot seems to fit here. Who does Jesus make the way for? The way of eternal life for everybody that just believes in him? That's not what Hebrews 5:9 says. He being made perfect, he became, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. Catch that? Unto all that obey him. Is that faith and works? Sure it is. You believe, God's word says do this, don't do that, you obey it, that's works. He made the way for those who obey him. Acts 5 says God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Go wrestle with that one, all you faith alone, grace alone people that say we have nothing to do. Faith with actions, a verb word, works. Titus 2:10 says, Ephesians 2:10 says we were made for good works, right? That's what it says. And that's the famous verse where everyone says we're saved by faith through grace or grace through faith. Yep, but it's not alone. And then right after it, it says we're made for good works. So we're supposed to be doing good works as evidence of our faith. Now, Brother Paul talks about how some deny God by their works. Titus 1:16. They profess God that they know God. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, unto every good work, a reprobate. Did you catch that? They profess they know God, but by in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient. So disobedience takes away that faith that you claim you have. But God's true saints, what do? They show their faith by their works, their obedience to him. That is all over Scripture. Study, study, study. You will see it all over Scripture. Evangelicalism just gives you these man-made platitudes and everybody just takes them and runs with them. They don't go and test them to the Word of God. If they did, they'd find out, hey, these are man-made. The Bible doesn't even teach this. And that's how heresy, itchy-eared doctrines come in that makes you feel good, but it's not even the truth. All right, verse 20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? He says it again. We started, verse 17 up here says, let me get to it. All the way up at the top, but faith being alone, he said, even so faith, if it not hath works, is dead, being alone. Now in verse 20, he's saying, but will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? So we're getting a warning from Brother James. He says a vain man. What does that vain word mean? Empty and devoid of truth. It's useless. It's like vain. It's like punching at the wind. There's nothing to it. Your faith is without works. It's dead. It's a dead faith. Can't save you. And a dead faith saves no one. The Bible says our faith is going to be active. It's going to have verbs to it, actions. It's going to have holiness. It's going to have obedience. It's going to have striving. That's the fruit that you have the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of truth living in you, you're going to strive for truth and live holy. You're not going to be worldly. You're not going to be disobedient. You're going to fight against those things. Oh, there's times you're going to fall into them, choose them, but you're going to repent. And as John says, no one who's of God practices sin. You don't practice sin. You repent of it and you leave sin. And why is this important when he says, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Why is this important? The Spirit and the Word are alive. They're not dead. They're active. Your faith needs to be active with works. Otherwise, it's not of God. It's not born of God. God's not moving in you. You're dead. You're like the prodigal son that left the father. You're dead. You have no life in you. You have no hope of life. Christ is the hope of life. The Holy Spirit manifests to us, John 14, John 16. Without that and him working in us, making much fruit, we have no hope of eternal life to come at all. How about Romans 6, 13, Brother Paul? Neither yield yourself as members and instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. I love that. And your members as an instrument of righteousness unto God. See that? You're alive from the dead. Your faith brought you to life and it's producing works. Your heart's beating. Your spiritual heart is beating. It's not a flat line. It's not dead. Man-made religion is dead and usually without righteousness, truth, and doctrine. Verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son up to the altar? All right, so here we go. This is a real, real nail in the coffin. Justified by works. Well, people always run and say, oh, we're saved by grace through faith, not of works. Well, works can never save you. You need Christ's perfect righteousness. We've all ruined ours. But our works backs up the saving faith we need in Christ, the perfect righteousness. So it's the back end of the faith. It's not the front end. We don't have works to be saved. We have works because we're on the path to salvation and we have the hope. They've turned it around. Satan has infiltrated and established all these churches and have lied to people. Look what it says. Abraham, who was righteous, he believed in God. But he also acted by faith to obey. That knife was in the air, ready to plunge into his son. I have a question, saints and seekers, if you're listening. What would Abraham's faith have been if he said, I believe in you, Lord. I got a head knowledge. But I ain't doing that. I ain't obeying. I'm not putting a verb to my faith. I'm not doing it. What would we think? Would we think of a great Abraham, a great man of faith? No. Nobody'd believe him. What if Noah didn't build the ark? I believe in you, God, but I'm not building the ark. He'd have been washed away in his sin and unbelief because he didn't act upon his faith. He didn't have a verb behind his faith, action. Faith and works go together. So Abraham, Noah, go read Hebrews 11, Rahab, all of them are commended because of their faith with their works. By the way, Martin Luther also hated the book of Hebrews because it doesn't prove his easy believism. So ask yourself, can a true saint keep willful sin and claim that they have a saving faith in God that's alive? No, because the Spirit in you is going to convict you to fight and battle and leave all willful sin and to walk in holiness and obedience, and that's part of the sanctification process. But if you just live in willful sin, you're not responding to the Spirit. That's evidence that you are either never born of God or you're rebellious. Either one is going to damn you. Willful sin will not help you, will not allow you to enter into the kingdom of God. I came across this verse some time ago and I've been hammering on it in the streets. Brother Paul tells us what an example of a saving faith looks like that leads to works, holiness, and sound doctrine. Ready? 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. So we're working our way to heaven? No. We have faith in Christ and he's our salvation. We're working for the one that made our salvation possible. Yeshua means salvation. If you're his, you're working for him. And his people don't work and live in sin. His people work in righteousness and holiness. That's the verb and the fruit and the action and the works of a saving faith. So next time when we cover this chapter, we're going to finish it, the next study. But remember, the main point up to now of this part of James, and it's going to keep going in the next five verses, then we'll finish James chapter 2. A true saving faith has works that prove it by obedience. And the Bible, I've been showing you some, Old Testament and New, is full of tons of examples all over its pages of people that showed their faith by their works. But here's a really, really true fact that no Calvinist and evangelical can answer. You can't find one single verse that backs up your faith alone, grace alone, salvation. It's not there. Not one Bible verse anywhere. In fact, we're going to get to it coming up. James says, you're not saved by faith alone. He clearly says it. We are saved by grace through faith. We can't work our way to heaven, Ephesians 2, but it's never alone. Per James and the rest of many other Bible writers, including Jesus himself, or Bible speakers, including Jesus, a saving faith is always followed up by works of salvation, or excuse me, works of obedience and holiness that lead to proof and evidence of our salvation. If we have the Spirit of God, it's really basic. If you have the Spirit of God in you, I have a question. Why would you not want and desire to leave all sin and have much fruit? John 15:5, Jesus said you'll have much fruit. To show your love for the Father and the evidence that the Father's in you and that you have a genuine faith and you're working for his kingdom. Why would you not do that, want that, and why would you not produce the evidence of that? No one that I speak to, last thought, in the streets can ever give me a reason why they stay in willful sin, they live in sin, they keep sin, they won't repent of sin as they claim Jesus. Nobody gives me a good excuse. They just say we're all big sinners. That's not an excuse. Christ redeemed us. He saved us. He said, I've overcome the world. He gives us his Spirit. He gives us his word. We can walk in obedience. We won't be perfect, although the Bible calls us to be perfect. Perfect meaning we won't be absolutely sinless in this life, but we can be perfect, complete, and fully mature. Go look at my teaching I just did on that. Over about 30 times in the New Testament, the Bible calls his saints to be perfect. That's fully mature and complete. And in truth, it does. So test that all out. Go back and read these scriptures. Test me to the word of God. That's James' real message to us right here up to this point. Faith and works go together. Do not be deceived. Don't be a vain man. I'll show you my faith by my works. And that's what James is teaching us here. So thanks for listening in. I hope that's edified you. Next time, we're going to continue and we're going to finish James chapter 2. And I'm looking forward to go and settle down. It's been a long day. It was a long day yesterday. If you read our journal from April 18th, 2023, you'll see what we went through yesterday. And I had some more of it to go through today. But you know what? It's all worth it, and the Lord is so worthy of it, and we're just his tools, and he's so glorious, and he's so gracious to us that we get to stand for his name and be spectacles, sometimes be abused, sometimes be threatened, sometimes have legal action, sometimes face the police and mockers and haters. And you know why we do all that? Because we get to the sheep that see us out there working and say, what's this all about? And we get to preach the gospel to them and put their feet on the path to eternal life. I got to preach to a tattooed, covered young man, and I got to preach to another young man, and they both want the things of God. I think that's awesome. Thank you, Father, and thank you for listening. We love you all. Check out DonePerish.com. Mostly check out the gospel. Make sure you're following, obeying Christ with all that you are, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. We're down the gospel road, working our way to some more events, some more street preaching and gospel sign flying in a busy city. Tomorrow, if the weather holds, we're going to do it again. We love it. We can't stop till the Father takes us home. Hey, we love you all. May God be praised.